Gambling laws in the Peach State are some of the most restrictive in the country. Georgia is one of only five states that does not allow commercial, tribal, or racetrack betting. But several large casinos want to make Georgia the next big gambling destination. Companies like MGM and Wynn Resorts are pushing for legalized gambling here. MGM has even unveiled plans for a $1.4 billion casino/resort in downtown Atlanta. Scott Truby has followed this story. He's a business reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
And also with us again is Tibor Beseresh. He's an economics professor at Georgia Tech. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Scott, can you tell us about this planned MGM casino/resort? Because it is getting a lot of buzz.
It's definitely getting a lot of buzz. So they presented a plan last year for a billion-dollar-plus casino with a hotel, perhaps a theater, and restaurants, dining, shopping, all of that. They've come back again this year and said, you know, we're going to give Georgia another shot.
Where would they put it?
It would be in the greater Atlanta area. Before, they scouted downtown Atlanta. This time, they're being less clear about where they would want to put it. I think they want to keep their options open. So they're right now just saying in the greater Atlanta area.
Okay. Let me play Les Bernal, who's the national director of the group Stop Predatory Gambling. So we know where his inclinations lie. He's talking about this claim being made by MGM and other companies that casinos will actually bring more jobs to Georgia.
All you have to do is look at the Georgia state lottery. It started out with, you know, small price lottery tickets, and now, you know, they're selling $20, $30 scratch tickets across the state. They got Keno everywhere. So, like, the only way you keep gambling revenue up is you got to add more and more extreme forms of gambling. The whole thing is just like this race to the bottom, and it's the ultimate, you know, policy failure. It's the ultimate budget gimmick.
Let's hear this second clip from Les Bernal talking about the jobs.
A casino job is the equivalent of throwing your money into the street and then going out and paying somebody to pick it up. Okay, that is the so-called economic multiplier impact of a casino business. They don't create anything. They love to focus on hotels and restaurants that come with it. Georgia, last time I looked, has a lot of hotels and they have a lot of restaurants. You know, I don't need a constitutional ballot question to bring in hotels and restaurants into Georgia.
Tibor, how much do we know about the real economic impact of a casino?
Well, it's sort of the separation is whether it's in a rural or an urban area.
I see.
And so there's a question of, do they generate new additional revenue, or is it just shift of spending? So in terms of jobs, in the rural areas, a casino may not generate a lot of jobs because you don't necessarily have the labor force there. In Atlanta, odds are it might generate more jobs because there is a labor force that can readily be put to work in a casino because it provides more options for existing labor force. You're not necessarily going to have to bring people into the town to actually perform the jobs in a casino, which is what tends to happen in rural areas. And then whether it generates new revenue is sort of a question of the sort of nature of the clientele that goes to a casino and whether you actually...
What does that mean?
So, you know, think about, you know, so one way you can think about a casino in downtown Atlanta is it provides another entertainment option to a lot of visitors that come to downtown Atlanta. But the question is, are the visitors that come to town on a fixed budget or a sort of an open-ended budget that can tolerate additional spending outlets, right? So if you have a visitor who comes in thinking I'm going to spend $1,000, then if you have a casino, that casino just diverts a chunk of that $1,000 from something else. If you have a big pocket spender who comes in with an unlimited budget, then a casino provides another outlet for that spending, and it can actually generate additional spending that you would not necessarily have. Right, so it's sort of an issue of who is coming in and whether you actually get more spending or just diverts from existing
sources. So this sounds like what we often get from economics professors, which is you ask a question and they say, it depends.
I'm hedging my bets.
Scott, how does this debate going?
Sure.
Who is for this and who's against it?
Well, certainly the casino companies are for it.
Obviously.
Yes. There are some folks in the legislature who are for it. Last year, Ron Stevens in the state house proposed a bill that would initially have allowed up to 6 casinos. It was tailored down to about 4 casinos, with one being a resort-style casino. We haven't seen a bill yet. Pre-filing of bills will happen in November, but we expect to see a bill or two to come forward at that time.
Is this a partisan argument?
No, not really. I mean, there are conservatives, religious conservatives, who obviously would be opposed to this, seeing it as a societal blight. But there are also liberal groups who would be against it. So it's going to be these interesting coalitions who will once again form on both sides of the issue.
We sent producers out to ask your opinion on legalized gambling, those of you listening, and here are some of the responses we got.
My name is Marik, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, I think it should, because, you know, you have some people, they're pretty good at cards, you know, numbers, period. So some people, that's how they pay their bills, and I just think it'll be a good business. The marketing would be excellent as far as Georgia.
Hey, my name is Pamela. I'm from Chicago. I think that Georgia should legalize gambling. I think that it would actually expand your economy, and I think it will be an overall great success for everybody. So I think you should be more open about situations like that and let the people gamble.
My name is Nick Aliotta, and I'm originally from Buffalo, New York. I think that they should legalize gambling. I come from a state where it's legal, at least in the Indian Territories, and there's really not much wrong that's going on with it. For the most part, it brings a nice revenue in for the county and sometimes the state, and adds some fun to people who are coming into the city and looking for something to do.
And we got this tweet from Metro Cola, who says, should be a 6-year moratorium on Atlanta casinos, first in second-tier cities, to provide jobs in parts of Georgia that need them. And Tibor, let me take that to you. This is somebody saying, don't take them to Atlanta where, you know, people, the economics are good. Take them to a city where they're really struggling. I mean, what do we know about casinos? You were talking about the difference between a rural and an urban casino. Is a casino not have the same economic impact in, say, a smaller town?
Well, so it depends what kind of economic impact you're looking for. If you're thinking about jobs in a small town, it might not generate jobs for the existing population because they may not necessarily have the labor skills required for a casino job. If you're thinking about generating new spending and new revenue sources in rural areas, they likely will generate new revenues because they're going to pull in people, they're going to bring people to the small area, right? So it's just a question of what you're after. If it's jobs, odds are you can provide sort of, you can reduce the unemployment rate, if you will, in a larger city much more than in a smaller city. If you're thinking about creating new spending, which generates new tax money, then the odds are you can get more out of it in a smaller area, because in a smaller area, it's actually going to it's going to draw people to that smaller area because it will be the only sort of option of that kind in a larger geographic area.
Right, especially if in the entire state we only had the one
right.
in this smaller town.
Right.
We would love to get your opinions on this as well. Do you want to see legalized gambling come to Georgia? Do you think it'd be helpful or harmful? You can tweet us now at OST Talk. Clarkston Mayor Ted Terry tweets this, 10% of lottery revenues are coin-operated amusement machines, excessive debt linked to several suicides of refugees in Clarkston. So my guests right now are AJC reporter Scott Truby and Georgia Tech economics professor Tibor Beshadesh. We're talking about this continued push for legalized gambling in Georgia. And Scott, to Ted Terry's point, there is this argument that, in fact, when you get a casino, especially in an urban area, it ends up being poor people who don't have disposable incomes that lose money. How is that being discussed?
Well, you know, we haven't heard that much of the argument yet, but it will be coming up.
And when we get a bill?
Yes, when we get a bill, absolutely. But, you know, for one example, in the state of Maryland, when they legalized gambling, they did see the number of people who had a gambling addiction spike. And they did see the number of people who self-banned themselves, so to speak, from casinos spike as well. So that was, you know, that is certainly an issue. And the treatment for those people will have to be considered in whatever bill that comes forward.
Meaning the cost of treatment.
Cost of treatment, but just the method of treatment. How do we, you know, create a scheme, you know, to help people who might have a gambling addiction?
Let's hear from James Murin. He's the CEO of MGM. He visited Atlanta recently to talk about the benefits of casinos. Here's a short clip from that press conference.
We have the track record of bringing convention business. We are the largest convention operator in the United States in Las Vegas. We know how important that is to Atlanta. And we know we have a good track record in promoting and amplifying business.
He was in a large room, obviously echoey a little bit. But Tibor, he's talking here about bringing convention business in. And this kind of goes to your point about whether that money is just shifting from elsewhere. When he talks about bringing in convention business, is this convention business that wouldn't come elsewhere? Or they're just convention business that would have booked into the Hilton if the casino wasn't there?
Yeah, I mean, Georgia, Atlanta seems to be pretty booked with conventions all around. So I'm not sure that you sort of bring anything new, unless the point is that you get even more hotel capacity and you can bring even more bigger conventions. Atlanta is, I think, one of the biggest convention markets in the country to begin with, outside of Las Vegas, in terms of hotel capacity in a very narrow, in a sort of small downtown area. So I'm not sure to what extent you actually generate additional business by having another casino, at least a convention business. Right? You might generate additional spending, but it's not clear to me that you actually get additional conventions coming to town.
So, Scott, let's go back to this proposed $1.4 billion casino/resort coming from MGM. First, is MGM the best bet in town? Is that what people are considering, either MGM or no gambling?
Well, no. I mean, I think they're the most public. They're the ones who are going through the door first and in some ways taking the slings and arrows, bringing a proposal out there. And they're if not the biggest operator, one of the biggest in the world. And so, but you've also seen Steve Wynn's organization. He's a casino magnate in Las Vegas. He's hired lobbyists. In the last legislative session, you had, I think it was Boyd Gaming and Penn National also had lobbyists. And you had Las Vegas Sands, I believe, also had some lobbyists. So, I mean, there will be others. There's no question about
that. But we're only talking at this point about casino gambling. We're not talking about racetrack gambling or...
No. I mean, there definitely is going to be a horse racing bill come forward for the next session as well. I mean, there are interests there that they came forward last year. They will do it again.
Okay, so the one that we've got, the proposal we've gotten from MGM, how much detail do we have? Have they given us, you're shaking your head already.
Not a whole lot of detail. I mean, beyond saying that they would, you know, if a bill was passed, that they would be willing to spend $1 billion, hire 4,000 people, that it would have...
And that it would also be a resort.
Correct.
I mean,
you know, in terms of what specifically... We'll go to lottery-funded education programs. We don't know that yet because we haven't seen a bill. You know, we don't know what that
And what we don't know what their income is would be anyway.
No, not yet.
So there's no way to project how much would go to education. Okay, let's hear one more comment. This is A.J. Robinson. He's with the group Central Atlanta Progress. And his group actually did a study on the impact, the possible impact of casinos in the state of Georgia.
Number one, what are they giving up? Is it additive? Are they just going to be spending extra money on gaming? Or are you cannibalizing something else that they may have been spending their money on?
How do we get the answer to that, Tibor, before a casino comes to Georgia?
Well, you try to get the information on disposable income of residents, or sort of what, you know, try to come up with data that looks at the people who spend money in downtown Atlanta and how much of their disposable income they're dedicated to that spending. And then try to figure out whether you're going to get substitution or additional spending. Right? And you try to figure out whether... you know, one sort of the issue here is, and MGM was talked about, the amount of money Georgia residents spend on casino gambling outside the state. So you can actually attract some of that money to stay locally and gamble within the state rather than go to Vegas or go to Mississippi or wherever you have legalized gambling. So try to sort of get some notions of whether people are willing to sort of shift that spending and keep it in state or go someplace else.
Go ahead, Scott.
And I was just going to say, so last legislative session, I think the argument was that $400 million goes from Georgia to other states to gamble. Jim Murren, in his visit here to Atlanta 2 weeks ago, I think he said that they now think it's more like $600 million, maybe more.
Although we don't know if people will stop going to Vegas because there's a casino in Atlanta.
But I would also point out that beyond Vegas, there's also the casinos in North Carolina, not far from the Georgia border. Alabama has gaming. Mississippi has gaming. So there are other options beyond just Las Vegas.
So there is one way in which Georgia residents support legalized gambling, and that's if it's to prop up the struggling Hope Scholarship, right?
Yes. We had a poll in the AJC back in January, I think it was, that found that 62% of respondents said they would support casino gambling if it went to lottery-funded education programs like the Hope Scholarship. Now, that was... You know, that was some number of months ago.
Yeah.
And we don't know what the next bill might look like and how things might go forward.
Or we have no idea even how much they would set aside for Hope
at this point,
and whether it would be enough to prop the scholarship program up.
Right. Now, there was a study done that said that, and it was backed in part by casino interests, that said that, you know, perhaps the the Hope Scholarship would begin to run out of money from lottery programs. I think it was by 2027 or 2028. Now, that did not take into account potential changes to the awards that might try to intervene that, or potential new revenue streams either. It just sort of looked at what the funding curve looked like. So that will have some heavy play, I'm sure, in whatever debate comes forward in the next session.
If you take Hope out of it, did Georgians support legalized gambling in the state?
I'm not sure if we actually polled on that specific question.
I'm not sure if you did either, which is it's an important question.
It is.
Because we don't know what's going to be in that bill. We have about 1 minute left, Tibor, and I'm interested in knowing, is there a definitive answer on whether casinos are a good economic engine? And I ask that saying, there are other things you could invest in, right? Let's say that your option is either a casino or something else you might invest in for development. Is a casino an effective generator of either jobs or economic activity?
Yeah, there's no definitive answer. And if you actually look at some of studies that economists have done, they usually actually separate them by whether you're talking about Vegas, whether you're talking about Atlantic City, whether you're talking about commercial operations elsewhere, whether you're talking about tribal casinos. I mean, and that the reasons for sort of differences is that they all happen in very different environments, and as a result, they're going to have very different effects. And Atlanta is a large city, and there's relatively few examples of cities of that size that have gotten a casino. And then it'll be a lot easier to figure out what are the effects in smaller areas in Georgia rather than Atlanta.
We got a tweet from Scott's colleague at the AJC, Willoughby Mariano, says, if you're curious about the impact of gambling on Clarkston refugees, read my story. And she has a link to that as well. We've been talking with, you just heard, Tibor Besedes. He's an economics professor at Georgia Tech. And Scott Truby is a business reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Tibor and Scott, thank you both so much.
Thank you.